White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. June 25, 1903. Dear children, Edson and Emma. My last letter to you was a very poor apology for a letter, but I let it go, for I was overcrowded with work. I was writing early and late. I was never busier in my life than I am now. My head is clear, and I am able to write out many things. Children, let us cleave to the Lord. Seek counsel of Him. The terrible disasters that are taking place from week to week speak to us in earnest tones of warning, telling us that life is uncertain and that we are to stand ever on guard. The evangelization of the world is Christ's work. In the service that we do for Him, we are to follow His example, that we may make no mistakes. A new era is to begin among the people of God. We are now to ask and receive blessing from on high. Christ has declared, "Without me ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. How important, then, that we have His guidance at every step. How important that we move guardedly, and that we understand by experience the sixth chapter of John. This chapter contains lessons that every worker in Christ's service should comprehend. There is a great work to be done in medical missionary lines. Aggressive efforts are to be put forth in every place. Church members are to be educated to look to Jesus and to follow His example in all things. The first messengers of the gospel were sent forth with the word, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 10, verse 7. This is our message today. We are to remember that the work of reaching souls cannot be confined to any one method. Gospel medical missionary work is to be carried forward, not in the precision of one man's lines, but in Christ's lines. All that is done is to bear the impress of the Holy Spirit. We are to work as Christ worked, in the same practical lines. Then we shall be safe. The Divine Commission needs no reform. Christ's way of presenting truth cannot be improved upon. The worker who tries to bring in methods that will attract the worldly minded, supposing that this will remove the objections that they feel to taking up the cross, lessens his influence. Preserve the simplicity of godliness. The Lord's blessing rests not upon the minister whose speech bears the stamp of worldliness, but He blesses the words of the one who cherishes the simplicity of true righteousness. Our work is to be practical. We are to remember that man has a body as well as a soul to save. Our work includes far more than standing before the people to preach to them. In our work, we are to minister to the physical infirmities of those with whom we are brought in contact. We are to present the principles of health reform, impressing our hearers with the thought that they have a part to act in keeping themselves in health. The body must be kept in a healthy condition in order that the soul may be in health. The condition of the body affects the condition of the soul. He who would have physical and spiritual strength must educate his appetite in right lines. He must be careful not to burden the soul by overtaxing his physical or spiritual powers. Faithful adherence to right principles in eating, drinking, and dressing is a duty that God has laid upon human beings. The Lord desires us to obey the laws of health and life. He holds each one responsible to care properly for his body, that it may be kept in health. Edson, take good care of your health. Do not imperil it as you have done in the past. There are obligations that you owe to yourself, obligations that you must fulfill if you would have spiritual tone and vigor. When the mental faculties are overworked, the usefulness of the human being is crippled. Much more is embraced in preaching the word than many realize. In your work in the South, you will find that the colored people can best be taught by object lessons. Kind words and loving deeds will accomplish more than anything else. The Apostle Paul was a true missionary, a workman who needed not to be ashamed.
Let us study his methods and follow his example, that we may be able to say, by word and deed, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ.